Good evening. This is KE2 VOA, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville and Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. There is no emergency traffic. All mobiles wishing to check in come now.
KA2ZZ.
KA2ZZ. Recognize. Why don't you give us a report now?
Clint, I think I might have come in the wrong spot. I'm not mobile or anything like that. I'm sorry about that. I just wasn't listening. But anyways, let's see, where are we at? We're about 64 degrees. We got up to about 75 today. It was a very pleasant day. In fact, I did more work, wife and I did more work outside on trimming bushes and trees that it just seemed to grow. They just grew a lot of bounds this year with the rain earlier, and I haven't been able to do much with it, but today was the day we got out there and did a lot of what we wanted to do. We still got a few more to do. We like to trim them up, the trees up from the ground anyways. So that's about it from down here. Good to hear you. Say hello to Barry for us. KA2ZZ.
Good report, Jack. Well, this is the time to take care of the lawn. You'll only be enjoying it to the first snowstorm, and then it'll be under snow, and you'll miss that nice green lawn. Of course, you'll miss also running the lawnmower. So I don't know which is worse, but it's always a nice time of year. We do a lot of work in the yard, and we did a lot of watering tonight. Things are getting a little dry, and we watered everything that was convenient to get to. So we'll say thank you for coming in tonight. We'll open the net to regular members. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI recognized. We'll turn it over to you, Pete.
Well, good evening, Clint. Missed you at the Woodsman's 10K run. I got back from Boonville not too long ago. Stopped and I washed my car this afternoon, or I don't know, maybe it was late morning. I guess it was this afternoon. And I got a lot of the dirt off, but boy, it just didn't look very good, and it was streaky, and I decided to just stop on the way home at the car wash there in Lyons Falls. Figured a little bit of pressure washing and a foaming brush and all that good stuff. Seems kind of a waste to be spending money to wash your car in the summer. In the winter, you know, you don't want to get water in the driveway and all that, but I decided it was worth it rather than maybe having it sit outside in the sun tomorrow and bake whatever that soap residue or whatever was left on it. So that was a little detour on the way home, and now I gotta do a little record keeping and maybe a little bit of computer work and call it a night. And I gotta decide tonight if I'm gonna go up to Cape Vincent tomorrow morning with the Thousand Islands Club there. They're gonna put the Tibbetts Point Lighthouse on the air for the U.S. Or I don't know, I guess it's International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend. Yeah, they gotta start early because the problem is that also tomorrow is the North American QSO party. We ran into that problem last year where we were okay until about 2 o'clock, and all of a sudden it was just wall-to-wall contest, and we weren't having much luck making lighthouses, so they're going to start at 9 o'clock, batten up and be on the air by 10, and that's okay for Will and Julie because they live in Dexter, so it's an easy scoot over to Cape Vincent, but it's an hour and a half if you drive fast from here. So I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I got a million things to do, and was up there all day Thursday. Drove up in the morning and met them, and we biked across Wolf Island and over to Marysville, and met a whole bunch of other hams. Some came over from the U.S. and others from Canada, and had lunch over there at the Island Grill in Marysville, and biked back over, and came back a little early because Will had a meeting, and I fooled around in Cape Vincent, found a couple geocaches, did this, that, and the other thing, and so basically I didn't get anything done yesterday. The only thing I got accomplished on my to-do list was I found a replacement O-ring for a light, a warning light that I have. It was not a critical item, but, you know, one little thing checked off. So that's the scoop here. I didn't talk to Dick about the if they're still doing that canoe kayak race and if he's going to do radio for it or not. But I guess in the morning I'll find out. If I don't go to Cape Vincent, maybe I'll come back down to Boonville, do that. Stopped into the Woodsman's Field Base for a little while and look around, and don't know if there's anything I need to buy, but it's a good place to pick up certain items if you want, if you need them. And who knows what? KC2WI.
Good report, Pete. Sound like you had your usual busy day. No matter where you go, you find lots to do. Do you know that the ham radio monitor the 10K tonight?
I was there, Dick, me, Dan, Hershey, Mark, and I forgot the guy, Joe, I think, that's from, and I forgot where he's from. He's from, I don't know, Connecticut or something, but he's always up for the thing, and he's helped us out. So that's that was the crew this year. We didn't have a lot of people, but we did it. Apparently one person, ambulance picked up one person, but it was between where Joe was and I was, so somebody must have called him on a cell phone or something like that. Other than that, it was good. A record number, 244 runners, which is the most they've ever had. And I think that's because of the weather. It wasn't really hot like some years. It wasn't threatening rain and all that kind of stuff. Over.
Good. Betty and I went out and sat on West Street, top of the hill, and watched them go by. There was a mob, but they were moving right along. They did all right. I didn't see any. There were several deputy sheriffs around, so I figured maybe they watched the corners. I checked their email, and there was no email from the club, so I figured they maybe didn't have enough, or were maybe having the sheriffs do the work. But it's over with, and it was successful, so that's the main thing. They certainly had the crowds up there. Well, thanks for checking in tonight. I'll better check and see if there's anybody waiting. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Clint.
Run the net and get you on. WA2U. That's a nice call.
used to be the Enter DCI, so good evening to you, and Betty there, good to hear Pete just tuned in. Kathy, Mark and I went out and did some late afternoon shopping, went over to Home Depot and Wegmans, and we went shopping, we went out yesterday because we, you know how it is when you get older, you gotta have a list, and then you gotta remember the list to bring the list, so we left out a few things. So I went out and caught up on that, bought some hardware for some projects here, prepared a chair and some other things, and a door, and Sunday we're going to the picnic up there, I guess, up in the Marcy area, for the Sequoia group that we belong to, and just the weather will be good for that. We, Kathy's been busy making some stuff for that, and it'll be kind of a nice get-together. I guess they expect about 60 people, so. All is well here. I guess it's going to get a little warmer today. Kathy got the lawn mowed. We got the lawn mowed. It's kind of a joint effort. I'm the bag emptier, fuel person, oil person, lawnmower starter person. But we get it done. Teamwork. See, you sound like you're busy, so Woodsman Field Day. I always wanted to get to that one of these times we will. So I guess you got to get where you can get, especially when the weather's real nice like it has. But Clint, we'll turn it back over to you. Thanks for doing the net. We'll say good evening here from Clay, New York. K2VLA. WA to you. Every time I, whenever I see Jackie, I always pass on regards or she says hi. Say hi to Betty there. WA to you. Back to net. 7-3.
Good report, Jack. Sounds like you're keeping busy. People ask me what I do to keep busy. I said, well, I don't do much. It don't take much to keep me busy. But I do get going now and then, run the lawnmower, run the weed eater, and now and then shovel snow. Keeps you in peak of the condition. Now I'll be 90. In about 5 more months. So I gotta keep in condition to take care of all these chores. Well, nice talking to you. Thanks for checking in. And we'll take a look and see if there's anybody waiting. This is the Black River Valley Service Net looking for check-in. WA2U. This is KA2VLA again. Final call for the Black River Valley Service then. Anybody wants to check in, call now. Anyone have any comments, queries, or a late check-in? Come now. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service then and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack and Pete and Jack. Again, another Jack, for checking in tonight, and 73 to those who are listening in. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octan. This is Octan, KB2KOJ, looking for stations with or without traffic. Okay, well, I'll make this a final call. I guess everybody's busy on the weekend here. I think it's a big weekend up in Bourneville. I think it's the Woodman Field Days up there this weekend. So we'll make this final call for Octan. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Okay, nothing heard. KB2KOJ, clear.
Check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. I'm not sure whether somebody made the call up or not, so if somebody did, just let me know. Stations coming out, please.
This is KC2YXN. Good evening, Jack.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Jack.
This is November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-Ray. Good evening. No traffic.
KOJ with Quarry.
Yeah, let me acknowledge the stations, Mark. KC2YXN. Hello, Kathy. WA2U. Hello, John. Remember your name. I've got to put it down here someplace. I've got it here. It's Dennis, of course. N2WBX. Thank you for checking in. I've got a nice, some nice weather for up to your camp here. Okay, thank you all for checking in. Mark, go ahead.
I just wanted a signal report, Jack, that's all. I don't need anything else. I just wondered if I was getting on.
Yeah, you're full quiet.
Okay, Claire, thanks, Jack.
Yep, okay, very good. Any other stations for Acton? Thank you all for taking in. 7-3 to all. Have a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. 7-3, KA2 Zanzibar.